Continuing our general Judaic journey through Shas, we are in Brachos and Daf Yud, and we are introduced to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. After David HaMelech ruled his son Shlomo HaMelech, after Shlomo HaMelech, the kingdom split between the kings of Yehuda and the kings of Yisroel. And one of the descendants of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech was Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And he was a good king. He made some mistakes, but he was a good king. And the Gemara tells us the story that he got very sick. The story is brought down both in the book of Yeshaya and in Malachim Beis. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech gets very sick. Hashem sends Yeshaya HaNavi, the leading Navi of the generation, to tell Chizkiyahu HaMelech that he should prepare to die. He has sinned terribly and he's going to die. What is his sin? So Yeshaya HaNavi tells him his sin is that he has not married and built a family. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech responds that he has nevuah and he knows that his descendants will be terribly wicked. And Yeshaya HaNavi says, that's none of your business. You have a mitzvah to get married and have children, and what happens to the children is not you do your best, and whatever happens, happens, but it's not for us to make such calculations. Your mitzvah to have children and do your best to raise them properly. And Chizkiyah davens intensely that he should live, and Yeshaya HaNavi is sent back by Hashem and tells him that he will in fact live. He will have another 15 years. And the Hagos HaBach, in the Gemara over here, in Brachos and Daf Yud, the notes of the Bach, continue the story that Yeshaya HaNavi gave his daughter to Chizkiyahu HaMelech as a wife with the hopes that the merits of the great King Chizkiyahu and the great Yeshaya HaNavi would overturn what Chizkiyahu had seen, that his children would be bad children. And unfortunately, it did not work. Chizkiyahu's son was Menashe, who was a very, very wicked king. But the moral of the story, there's a few morals of the story. One, Chizkiyahu HaMelech tells Yeshaya that he's not giving up, and he learned from his great-great-grandfather David HaMelech that even if there's a sword on your neck, you never give up hope, and you can always daven, and Hashem can always come and save you. And here he was granted another 15 years in the schus, in the merit of those prayers. And it's not our job to make calculations. Our job is to fulfill the mitzvos, and whatever happens as a result of those mitzvahs happens, but our job is to do what we are supposed to do.